Have you seen the new tattoo Miley Cyrus got?
No, I haven't even seen Miley Cyrus.
Do me a favor right now. Google Miley Cyrus dog tattoo. Take a look at the picture.
Don't even tell me it's her dog that died.
Look at the quality of that
That's
tattoo.
That's awful. Did she do that herself? That's like a prison tattoo.
Looks like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean...
Stick my face in front of balls?
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Courtney Love would have to get her right away because she's like a crackhead.
Same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot cause we got him on the spot.
Welcome to Podsmack. I am Dan Balboni.
Joe Jones.
And we are without Shannon Cooley today.
Yeah, she's slacking again.
We will discuss that later, where she is and what she's up to. We've been off for, I checked, it's been like almost a month and a half, 2 months since I posted something. We did we did try to record two episodes, and then that just didn't get edited because I was in the middle of packing for moving, and we finally moved, and we're sort of... unpack so we can record.
Oh yeah, I forgot to look at your garage to see how that looks.
The garage actually doesn't look that bad.
Really?
She can almost get her car in at this point. And I got an area cleared out so when we can play some poker.
Oh, all right.
First off, since we always forget, I'm going to throw out our contact info, how people can get in touch with the show. We are on Facebook at Get Podsmack. Podcast website is gotpodsmack.blogspot.com, and you can get in touch with us email at podsmack1@gmail.com, and that would be the number one. And you can tweet us on podsmack1. Actually, now you know why we were gone. I actually haven't seen Joe in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Because although we're golf partners, he's left me high and dry. And we ended up 1-1 while he was gone. So I want to get a reason from you. Your back's feeling better?
My back's like 100% better now.
What, are you complaining that you were carrying me too much?
Yeah, that. Plus, you know, I thought I was 20 again. And I was in the gym trying to squat. I'm like, you know, I haven't squatted in like a year. But, you know, I think I can do what I did back in my 20s. I'll just do like 3/4 of that. Nope. Didn't work out too well.
You know what that is, Joe? That's karma.
Yeah, I know.
For that time, you convinced me at the end of a workout that I could go and bench more than I ever benched before and had the thing fall. Didn't even pause. Went nonstop, pegged me to my chest. So what else has been going on with you? Anything new while I'm
just been
tweeting?
Working and last week I was just trying to rest my back, you know.
You gonna be able to play this week?
Oh yeah, I played softball yesterday, so
we're scheduled to go off right about 5.
Oh, all right, right in the middle.
So, also since we've been gone, I've been going back and forth with some emails and tweets down with a podcast. Got a couple guys that do it in Tennessee.
Yep,
and we may be doing call-in with them, or they may do call-in with us at some point.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool. And I'm probably going to delete out a bunch of that in case I offend anybody.
Nah, you got to leave that in there.
No, but they're good guys. So they've been reading some of my stuff on their show, so we'll get in touch with them. So I guess first up on my agenda, I don't know if you noticed when you came in, I had a little issue with the cable company. When they finally, by the way, it's a special day today because they are doing an install today.
Yep.
So I'll get everything hooked up finally.
Oh, all right.
After over a month of waiting for cable and internet and phone. But they had sent the contractor out Tuesday because they had to construct install these little boxes. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I saw the guy's pickup truck roll up and he's messing out in front of there and I see the lights flash. I'm like, oh, sweet. Luckily I had the day off because I didn't know they were coming. I go out to the garage, you know, cleaning up, moving some stuff. I come back in, I can see the lights of the car leaving. I'm like, oh, I wonder what he did. I look out there. My mailbox had been smashed. It was bent down. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. How are you going to do that? So I go out, and he's already gone down the street, turning gun. And there were some guys doing construction over here. I'm like, you know, did you catch the name of that truck? So they're telling me the name and whatnot. So I'm like, on my farm, I'm going to get this one. You know, I'm going to call. And all of a sudden, I see another one of their trucks pulling. This was, I guess, the guy who did the actual work.
Yeah.
So I walk down. I'm pissed. I'm walking down. I'm stomping down there. I'm like, you know, there's a guy who was in his black pickup truck with the same signage who just fucking ran over my mailbox. He's like, huh? He's like, oh, that was probably my boss. I'll get him on the phone. So I'm like, wait. And he's like, oh, yeah. He said he didn't think he ran over any mailboxes, but he's coming back. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So I start walking. I don't even get back down. It's like halfway up the street, not even. I'm like not even halfway down the street. He pulls up, and he's there. And I go up to him. He's like chucking. He goes, oh, you know, I thought I just hit the curb. I'm like, how the fuck did you
really?
Think you just hit the curb? How do you mistake that? And first, how
you
do
don't hear the crunch?
And how do you hit the mailbox in the first place?
Probably on his phone.
Because
not paying attention.
He pulled right up to so I'm like, whatever. He's like, all right, I'll take care of it. I'm like, okay. So I go in the house. Of course, I get on the phone with my wife saying, I can't believe this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? So he comes knocking on the door. He's like, yeah, I split your post. I'm going to have to replace it. You know, I'm going to go to Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. I'm going to get a replacement. You know, I'll prop it up, but I'll be back today to fix it. All right. Fucking Wednesday morning. I go out. Still busted.
Yep.
So I call the cable company, Charter. Actually, no, I email the guy. Because I, whatever, because I said, because there was a couple other issues I had. And I'm like, you know, told him, so he emails me back. He goes, so-and-so says he'll be back by the end of the week. I come home, 4:30, Friday.
Yep.
End of the work week, right?
Yep.
Still busted. Get out of the email, send it to Charter again. Does this guy plan to work on Saturday? So, if it's not fixed by, you know, basically tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'm going not only back to Charter, I'm going to the company that they contract with. Because I figure Charter controls the purse strings, they would have a little pull.
Yep.
And I want to encourage, I will put the contact info up. I will encourage anybody listening to the podcast, go to the Facebook page. If it's not fixed, I'll put their contact info. If you want to email them and just give them shit, I would appreciate it.
Sounds good to me.
Because that's... You know, it'd be one thing, and you know what really sucked is if I wasn't home, there were guys clearing out a lot over there, taking down trees. I would have thought
you would have thought it was them, yeah.
And I would have been cussing at them.
Yep.
And then, you know.
And they would have been like, what are you talking about?
And they got chainsaws.
Yeah.
And a wood chipper, and it probably wouldn't have ended well for me.
Yep.
So, that's one reason. Finally, it took me 3 weeks to get trash pickup here. I called every single week.
Yep.
I'm here. You're going to pick up trash. I called the city. Yes. You're all set. Freaking truck pulls in. My wife was on vacation. She saw him. They pulled into the top of the street, turned around and left. So I get home from work and saw that they didn't pick up the trash. So I get on the phone. I call the town. They call me back after I talk to them and say, oh, they're going to send someone back out.
Yep.
No one sent back out. Next week, call them 2 days before. Didn't call the town, called the company. Said, yep. They didn't pick it up last week. They pulled in and drove away. Am I going to get trash picked today? Well, we're going to put some notes down. Yeah, that you'll get it. I'm off that day. I watch them pull in, literally turn around the top, and just drive out. I get on my phone immediately.
Yep.
Call the guy I talked to. I was like, they just pulled in the street and left. They didn't pick up my trash. I'm going to call a supervisor. He'll radio. They'll be back. Didn't happen.
Didn't come
back. You know what happens the next day? Fucking animals knock over my trash, rip open everything. So now I'm cleaning stuff up, and I'm like, just ripped. So finally, next week, the only reason why I think they picked it up the following week is the builder, the contractor over here, left his dumpster at that side, so they had to come down this way.
Yeah.
They finally saw my barrels. I don't know what the hell's going on. So, I mean, I was just steaming. I was like, man, where's my podcast now? I'm going to start ripping people to shreds.
You want to vent.
You know, so that's what I had. So that's what's been going on, but we're almost all moved in, so, you know, we should be good to go. I got those issues off my chest. We can move on. You want to talk about why Shannon's not here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shannon is, as she posted on her Facebook, fulfilling one of her lesbian stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
She is heading to the Indio Girl concert. I've never heard them.
The Indigo Girl or something like that?
They're going to the concert. And I guess she's knocking off, I guess, three stereotypes this week, she said. She's going to the concert, she's camping, and she's going fishing. So, I did ask her about where her camouflage shorts were. You read the post, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yep.
She was nice enough to leave her dog here for me, so I'll be watching her dog. Quick movie updates.
All right.
Because Shannon and I went with our wives. We went to see Tammy.
Tammy.
The one with Melissa McCarthy?
You do. Oh, the fat chick.
Yeah. Not great.
I'm not a big fan of hers, to be honest.
She's funny, but I think she's funny more of a supporting role.
Yeah.
We went and caught them a matinee. So if you could see it for like $5, it would be worth it.
Yeah.
I would say it's a $5 movie. It's not a...
$5 anymore. Tuesdays?
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? It's not Tuesday?
Up here is Wednesday. Up at West Springfield.
Oh, I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, $5.25 because they raised the prices.
Oh, good thing I didn't go on Tuesday. I would have been heated.
I don't know because the one up at Eastfield Mall Rave is Thursdays. So, I don't know. So I would double check.
Yeah.
No, it was better than her movie Identity Theft a little bit, but it was the same kind of thing where they kind of ugged her up a bit.
Yeah.
And then she became a better person. You know, she gets a guy at the end or whatever. No. Yeah, it's kind of... I mean, there were some funny parts. There were some really funny scenes, but I take it or leave it. And then we also went and saw 22 Jump Street.
Yep.
That was hilarious.
Oh, was it?
Have you seen
it? All right, no, I haven't seen it.
Should I give you any spoilers?
Oh, by the time I see it, I'll probably forget all about it.
There's one scene where they walk into the new office and, you know, they got all this money and this budget, so Ice Cube's character is buying a whole lot of shit, you know, stuff up. Yep. And he has this new office right in the center, and it's like it's a giant glass wall with a glass ceiling.
Yep.
And Channing Tatum's character goes and goes, "Oh, look at so-and-so's office. It looks like a giant cube of ice." And I'm sitting there laughing like an idiot.
People probably didn't get it in the theater.
I think most people still know what it is, but I did check my wife. I said, "You do realize it's Ice Cube." Right? She got it. All right. But I was going to go through some of the interesting Facebook posts I got. They had anti-jokes. Did I repost that?
I don't remember seeing that.
Did you end up seeing Godzilla or no?
No, I wanted to go, but the only showing was at like 10:20, and I was like, it's either 4:20 or 10:20. I was like, eh. I'm like, 4:20 is too early. 10:20, you know, I'm too old, so I would have been sleeping. And it's a good thing I didn't go, because I would have went on $5 Tuesday and would have found out it wasn't $5.
You know, I'm not going to find this now, right? One of the jokes was, what do you call a black astronaut?
What?
Oh, I just ruined the joke! What do you call a black man on the moon?
A black astronaut?
An astronaut. I just ruined it, man. I just ruined that joke.
Yeah, you did ruin it.
I'm sitting in Big Y.
Yep.
Deli County.
Oh, I got to go there after this.
I hear, you know, how when you're in the store, you're kind of like in your own world. You just want to get your shit, get out. And every once in a while, you hear something. And in this case, it was something that was so, in my mind, so stupid that it made me actually have to turn my head and say, what the hell?
Yep.
Guy, ask the deli guy, is the imported ham domestic? And, you know, like I said, I'm doing my own thing. I got my list. I'm going through my list. So I got this, got that. And I just hear, imported ham domestic. And I'm just like, what? I want to hear the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy goes, I think so. And I'm thinking to myself, where is this imported? From Chickadee?
I know.
So then I'm thinking to myself, well, in what context would this actually make sense? So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's asking if the pig that the ham came from was a pet and was domesticated, which makes it even darker, I think. Yeah. But I don't know. And I'm sure the person's not stupid, but sometimes, you know, people just say dumb things and they don't realize it.
Yeah.
Have you had any instances of that recently? No. Because that one was just priceless for me. And I encourage any of our listeners, if you have any of these, please forward it to us because we would love to get them. You ready for a game?
All right.
I call this game, not a good name of the game, but I'm going to call it...
All right. Move out the way. This thing's like farting under the table.
Who said this and what are they talking about? I have an audio clip for you, if I can find it. Here's the audio clip. You tell me who this is and what they're talking about.
Stick my face in front of balls.
Did he say stick my face in front of balls?
He said stick my face in front of balls. I'm just taking a clip out of the context. Who is it and what are they talking about?
Stick my face in front of balls.
imagine you were flipping through the TV and you just heard that sound. You would have to flip back to see what was... What are we talking about here? You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, let's get this open.
Stick my face in front of walls.
Man, I can't even tell whose voice that is.
I will give you credit even if you come remotely close.
I'm
going to
say, like, Dodgeball, maybe? A movie?
No. This is, I believe his name, it's the USA goalie Tim Howard.
When they
were asking about his performance where he blocked all those in that losing game where he set the record for the most blocked shots. But I'm just listening to the clip. I think it was on the radio when I first heard it. I just heard I stick my face in front of balls. So I'm like, what is going on? So, I'm still planning. I'm working on stuff for that, rematch between you and Shannon.
Yep.
We'll get you guys get some teams. One of the categories I'm going to have is Stephen Hawkins sings Dan's favorite TV themes.
All right.
Where you're going to have to figure it out from a clip.
Yep.
So I'm working on that. That's going to take a little time. And then I have one other game for that set up. I'm calling it Numbers Never Lie, But the Internet Does. That's a working title.
All right.
Whereas I've got some statistics type stuff you guys will have to figure out or guess, and it's based on sources from the internet, so I can't guarantee they're 100%
true. Yeah.
But, like I said...
It's on the internet, it has to be true.
But that's what I'm going with, because that's what I could find. So those should be fun, and I don't know when that's going to happen, actually, but we'll get there. Well, since we did the sound clip from the World Cup, you were watching the World Cup.
Yep.
Why?
Because America was... I'm not watching it anymore because America was knocked out, but...
Yeah. Thank you. Not that I'm anti-USA, but thank God they lost.
I was just watching it because they're a huge underdog and I just wanted to see...
What really was annoying me about that, though, is people who don't watch soccer at all are talking about soccer like they're experts in strategy. And it just started getting annoying. They're like, oh, yeah, so-and-so's got to do this with the ball. I'm like... When was the last time they watched soccer 8 years ago? Or whenever the women won the World Cup. No, you don't know soccer stuff. Fine, you want to watch it, but don't talk strategy because you don't know. It's like me trying to talk baseball strategy.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really watched baseball since your Mets beat my Red Sox.
That's right.
That's when I gave up. when the Red Sox were back in the series again, I followed it as, what do you call that term? Casual fan?
Yeah.
And there's personalities I like.
So you're still just like a casual fan?
I can't watch a baseball game. It's too long, too boring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different if you go in person.
Yeah, when you watch it live, it's better.
It's I think, the only sport that I think I would rather watch live than on TV.
Really?
Yeah. Football, I'd rather watch on TV.
Right, for the replays and all that?
You got the best view every freaking play. If you're in on one side of the end zone, you can only see half the game.
Yeah.
And if you even if you're 50-yard line, you're still getting
because if it's on the other side of the field. Yeah.
For me, I'd rather just because, you know what? A, no lines for the bathroom.
Yep. Yeah, that does suck.
B, I ain't paying $10 for nachos.
Yeah.
Or what is it
now? It's about eight.
Eight. So it's just a little cheaper than the movies?
It's $10 a beer. That's
what you want. And I've been to a few live basketball games. It's the same problem. You're so far on one side, you can't really see anything. It kind of sucks. I mean,
I like watching. I never seen. Well, I can't say never. I went to the Hartford Wolfpack, I think, or the Connecticut Whale at the time, whatever. When they played the outdoor game, froze my butt off.
Yeah,
but
hockey, I would go see. Yeah, hockey, I would see in person because although it is boring as hell, depending where you are, the people around could make it a little more interesting, especially if you're in a rowdy atmosphere.
Yep.
I was up in went to college up in. By Canada.
Yep.
So we went up to see
North Country.
Yeah. We went up to see the Canadians play.
Yep.
And San Jose Sharks, my friend was a huge San Jose fan, gave us all San Jose freaking gear.
Oh, yeah.
So there was us, the four Americans up there surrounded by all these Canadians fans.
Yeah, that's like their life up there.
Fortunately for us, the Sharks lost.
Yep.
And we were able to make it out. But I was like, I looked at the other guys, I was like, I don't know about you, but I think I can make it out of here.
What would you have done had the Sharks won? Would you have talked trash and be like, yeah, that's right?
I think my buddy would have, but we would have already been gone. That's right, you damn Canadians. And just look around. We're like, yeah, we're going to be at Hard Rock Montreal.
Yeah, I went to Yankee Stadium and I had all my Mets gear on when they were playing the Mets. And it was, I think it was last year. And they knocked the pitcher out in the first inning. He gave like 5 runs and only got 1 out. And of course, you know me, it doesn't matter. I'm standing up like, yeah, that's right. You guys suck. Blah, 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 blah. And all the Yankee fans is looking at me. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah, would you have done that in Philly?
I don't know. Actually, you know what? If they were winning and kicking the crap out of them like that, yeah, I would have. I would have had to give it to them.
You might not have made it out, though. I mean, they threw rocks at, threw rocks at Santa.
Yeah, I know.
Batteries and stuff, man.
But, you know, I don't sit in the cheap seats either, though, so I'm not sitting with the super rowdy guys.
No. I'm going to pay a little bit more to be safe. Yo. LeBron James signed with Cleveland.
Yeah. He actually officially signed?
That was the report I was hearing yesterday. Yeah. You care?
Nah, not really. We'll see if what he can do.
One of your favorite girls, Joe. Just this, for some reason, came into my head. And I said, I got to put a note down for talk about this. Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
Which is your favorite version of Gwen? The No Doubt?
Yeah, definitely No
or
Doubt.
Or the solo hanging out with Eve Gwen?
The No Doubt one.
No Doubt one.
Yeah.
I will agree. I will make one argument for the solo Gwen. Is when she had that, or Courtney Love had that little beef with her.
Yeah.
She came back with the song, to Holler Back Girl,
yeah.
But then it also got me thinking, fisticuffs. Stefani versus Courtney Love.
I don't know. I don't know. Courtney Love would have to get her right away because she's like a crackhead and she got, so she's got no kind of endurance and Gwen Stefani works out. So Courtney Love would have to suck. In order for Courtney Love to win that, if they went to the boxing ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go with Gwen Stefani. But if it was a street fight, and Courtney Love could, like, attack her with something, then, you know.
I wouldn't even say street fight. I think Courtney Love would have to get her from behind in, like, a bar fight.
Yeah.
Wait for Gwen to go into the bathroom and grab her from behind. Because I can't see her lasting.
No.
She probably got about 100 pounds on Gwen. But, man, I just remember her from back in the day. Even back in the day, she seemed like someone that would just punch somebody. Yeah. And, by the way, listeners, let us know what your favorite version of Gwen and who you would think would win in a fight between Courtney Love and Gwen. What is the worst summer theme movie that you've ever seen?
Summer theme movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a couple. I have a couple that I like, but there's a couple that are just god awful.
Yeah. See, you're more of a movie guy than I am. See, I like if a big blockbuster comes out or something, then I'll watch a movie. But you'll, like, watch anything. You'll be like,
what are you trying to say? Just because I own a copy of Ghibli, you're trying to say I'll watch anything? Which, by the way, was pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm imagining. I didn't see it, obviously. Oh,
snap. I wish I saved that list. There was, just on the sidetrack, they did a list of, like, the top 10 celebrities that are, you know, just nasty to their fans.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Lopez was on the list.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know who's number one, though?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Britney Spears was surprising on that list. For someone with so little talent, you'd think she'd be nice to
him. Yeah, they played a clip when I was listening to 101.3.
Okay.
Because I like their morning show. And they played a clip of Britney Spears. I guess she's trying to come out with some new album or something.
Yeah.
And they played the version that they're going to release, which was her voice sounding nice. And then they played her voice before they, like, put the auto-tune and all that. And it was awful. It sounded like me going out there singing.
I was going to say, I could sound good with auto-tune. Yo. Maybe.
It was bad.
But, yeah. And also, was that Kanye West was on that list?
Yeah,
Kim
I can see
Kardashian
it.
Was on the list. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, she's been, like, says nasty things about her fans.
Wow.
Tweets nasty things.
Yep.
I'm thinking about someone.
Is it about fans that, like, annoy her or something? Or, like, somebody that keeps following her? Or just in general?
She just says, like, losers and this and that. I'm like, at least this is what the article is saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, for someone whose whole career depended on the fact that someone actually wanted to watch their crappy-ass show, follow them on their crappy-ass Twitter, you got to be kidding me. So, all right. You done thinking of any worst summertime movies? Because I'm going to throw one out there.
All right, go ahead.
Summer School. Did you see Summer School?
From like the 80s?
Yeah.
I might have seen it once, but...
I was going to say, Virtue could throw any movie from the 80s in, potentially in that worst list, because you cannot watch most 80 movies now, I don't think. I don't think they hold.
Summer School. I'm trying to think what that
was. That was the
obviously
one with...
it was about Summer School.
Mark Harmon's in it. Kirstie Alley. Mark Harmon's gym teacher gets stuck teaching summer school. Kirstie Alley's supposedly the hot teacher that...
Was he about like going on vacation and they stopped him in the parking lot?
Yeah, and they're like, all right.
Yeah,
that was awful.
That.
Courtney Thorne Smith was in it, and that was probably the only reason to watch that.
Yeah.
She played the layback surfer girl.
Yep.
That was pretty bad. That's the first one that popped in my head. I don't know why that. I was thinking about that today. I was taking a shower. I'm getting a shower. I'm like, man, summer school really sucked. I don't know why my brain works
summer
that way.
Summer school.
The hell, I don't even know. It's one of those things where I don't know why I was thinking about it, but it just popped in my head. You have any summer themed movies that you do like? You're awful at this, Joe.
Maybe like Jaws.
Oh God,
it's a good movie.
The shark that goes around and eats people. I swear to God, I've never seen Jaws.
Really?
Never seen Jaws, any of them. I've seen like maybe a couple minutes of the first one.
Yeah.
I saw maybe a little bit of the 3D one.
Yeah.
But no, I don't watch Jaws.
The first one's really the only one you got to see. All the rest are like, eh.
Now, is it true you don't see the shark for like almost the whole movie?
In the first one, yeah, you don't see. Yeah.
You just get the music.
Yeah, and you get like the blood coming up or whatever or something like that. But yeah, you don't really see it until like the end. And then you're like, holy smokes, when you see how big it is.
What about Summer Catch?
Is that the baseball one?
Yeah.
Nah, I wasn't a fan.
Jessica Biel?
She's nice, but the movie itself, that's like Freddie Prinze?
Yeah. Him playing a guy from The Cape.
Yeah.
Trying to work that accent.
It's bad when people do that. Yeah.
Oh, God. Which, by the way, our friends down at... Hot Coffee, that's the one in Tennessee. It's their podcast called the Hot Coffee Podcast, which, by the way, comes out Tuesdays. So after you listen to ours, which usually comes out late Sunday, early Monday, Tuesday you got something else to listen to. Anyways, I told them, you know, I sent some email, and they were on the assumption, at least the host, was that I was from, like, the Tennessee, like, his area in Tennessee. I was like...
Really?
I put it in, and, you know, from, like, if you guys want to get a Northeast New England perspective, you know, call us up, whatever, we'll do whatever. And he's like, I didn't realize that we had anybody listen to it outside the area. Of course, then what happens after that is they think you're from New England, the Massachusetts area. They assume the Boston.
Boston, yeah.
And that's
Beantown.
That's the one thing that every time someone thinks you're from Massachusetts, oh, you're Boston?
Yeah.
No.
Nope, the other side.
Why don't you have an accent? Because I'm normal. Not offending any of our Boston listeners, if we have any.
If we have any.
One Crazy Summer.
Never seen
it. You've seen that. That's the one with Cat Goldthwait gets in the Godzilla costume.
Nope.
You've never seen that?
One Crazy Summer?
One Crazy Summer. A young Demi Moore, John Cusack, Bobcat Goldthwait. There's a scene where he... I'm a spoilers. There's a scene where he... they're shooting some... type of movie, so he gets in his Godzilla costume, and someone throws a cigar in it, and he's on fire, so he loses it, so he's, like, running around, and there's, like, some guy, land developer, and he's trying to sell these Japanese guys an investing, and he just starts going through it, and the smoke's coming out, and the Japanese guys are laughing their asses off.
I gotta see that now. Let me make a note.
So, it
One Crazy Summer.
It's very 80s. It's very...
I'll just fast forward to that part.
No, there's some good scenes in there. There's... but yeah, it's very 80s cliche, the whole thing. But I think it's hilarious. And then, obviously, you have Summer Rental. I know you saw some... John Candy. His family goes and rents a beach house, and then he ends up sailing in a yacht race at the end?
No, I didn't see that.
My God, what the hell did you watch New York
in? I seen John Candy. I seen The Great Outdoors.
That is an excellent movie. But the continuity errors that they keep in the movie, they're so apparent. I don't know if you remember the scene where the bear breaks down the door and it's jumping up and down on the door.
Yeah, yeah.
If you watch it, you can see a hand come up with like a little whip or whatever to hit the bear to keep him up and down.
I didn't even notice that.
It's like one of those. It's more like one of my favorite ones is Commando with all the things. Where, I don't know if you remember seeing the guys running and like they show one guy get launched in the air because there's an explosion, but you can actually see the thing kick him up.
Oh.
Or when he trashes that Lamborghini and he flips it over, it had a dent on it, and then when he drives away, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
By the way, what's Milano? Commando?
Oh, yeah. You watch Mistresses? She's in that right now.
No.
She's still pretty.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, normally when they get a little, sometimes a lot of guys think when they get older, they get uglier or whatever, but she's still nice.
She's still pretty. Yeah,
I think she just had a baby too, or something. Like a little while ago.
I think one of her things follows our Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's no. I think it's on auto follow.
Oh.
Okay. Finally, or I don't know if it's finally, but the last thing I think the last note I have on here is one of my Facebook friends was asking for. Suggestions for a summertime playlist for his whatever his app is he listens to. So it got me thinking, what is your top like summertime, what song is your top summertime song?
Like makes you just for a summer song?
Or yeah, or whatever
you like to work out to?
No, or? Like whenever you hear it, it makes you think summer. They're gonna take the easy way out. I know what you
think summer? Obviously Jazzy Jeff.
I knew you were
gonna
let's go on from there because I had a follow up if you went that way.
Alright.
Best hip hop related song called Summertime. You got Dougie Fresh.
Yep.
Fresh Prince. And I'm gonna throw Shaggy's cover of Summertime. You don't like the Shaggy one?
Nah, I wouldn't put Shaggy in there.
I love that song.
Yeah, but it's not one of the best.
All right. Well, how many of them are named Summertime?
Yeah, I know. out of those three, that's number three.
That's number three. All right. So what you got number two, or what you got number one? What's your top one of those two? Dougie Fresh or Will Smith? And there is a right answer, Joe. I just want you to know.
I know you want me to say Dougie Fresh.
Tonight is summertime. It's our time tonight.
That is the correct answer. If you want to go with Fresh Prince, I'll understand. Because you're not old school like me.
I do like the Fresh Prince or the Will Smith. No, it is Fresh Prince back then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Fresh Prince version.
Better actor or better rapper?
Actor.
All right. Latifah, better rapper, better actor?
Actor.
Better actor or better talk show host?
Not a good talk show host.
Okay. Have you seen your show at all?
For a little bit once, right. And I was like, yeah.
All right. Ice Cube, rapper, actor.
He is entertaining as a actor and a rapper.
If you had to have one version of Ice Cube, and that you would lose all other things on, like if you took rap. Ice Cube as an actor, you would lose all his rap. If you took him as a rapper, you'd lose all his acting. What would you
I would take him as an actor because I like watching some of his movies.
He was really good at 22 Jump Street, by the
way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good in that.
Yeah, he's come a long way. Yeah, he's good.
LL Cool J, rapper or actor? That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I think I like LL's music more than I do because. What's he on, like NCIS or one of those shows?
Yeah, he's on the California NCIS.
NCIS, yeah. And I don't watch that. I prefer him as a...
He's done several movies.
Yeah.
And he had his own... Didn't he have his own TV show at one point?
Yeah, yep.
Well,
I prefer his music, though.
Ice-T, actor or rapper?
Iced tea. I'm gonna go actor. Right. But because like growing up, some of his music I was like, eh. Some of his songs I'm like, eh. But then some of them like, oh man, this is a good one. But I pretty like especially when he did what was that movie with Wesley Snipes with the Carter, New Jack City, whatever. Yeah. When he's like, I want to kill you so bad.
That is one of my all time favorite lines. If ever I had to kill somebody, I want to say that line.
That was funny. I probably laughed for like 20 minutes after he said
it. You know, for comedic timing, if they would have just had Wesley Snipes look back at him and said, really? All right.
But in a real fight, which one of those two you think would win?
Now or then?
Then?
Wesley Snipes, I think, would have whooped his ass.
Yeah, he would have.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. He's a little weird now.
Yeah.
I mean, Ice-T's all old, so he'd probably still be able to whoop his ass, but... Okay, Ice-T as an actor or a reality TV personality?
Definitely as an actor.
You didn't like...
I hate reality
TV
stuff.
Ice Loves Coco?
I hate all that stuff, man.
All right. Just check it. I'm trying to run down. Are there any other prominent rappers that went into the acting game? I can't think of any other than those. I mean, you have some crappy ones. It's obvious that they shouldn't have either career. All right.
So well, how basically, about Kid and Play.
Like I said, there were some that shouldn't have had either as a career. Honestly, I would take them as a rapper because the only thing I liked they did was the original House Party.
Yeah.
And that would hurt me to lose that, but it would also take away House Party 2, yep. House Party 3. It would take away that, you know, every other crap that they did. So it's more of addition through subtraction. Is there anyone else that you can think of? That is, like, I guess Tupac would have been another one.
Yeah.
I mean, he only had a couple movies.
Yeah, he had like what, Juice and...
Juice, he had... Well, with Janet Jackson, right?
Was that? Is that a basketball movie?
I don't think that was a... Don't matter. Juice wasn't a basketball movie.
The one with Janet. Was that?
Yeah, I don't think that was. I think it was...
Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
So would you take Tupac the rapper or Tupac the actor?
The rapper.
See, I was never a big fan of his music.
No? I like some of his stuff. I like a lot of his stuff.
I can count the number of songs I like by him on one hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really was not a fan. Well, I was never into that West Coast.
Yeah. See, I like the West Coast stuff.
Sellout.
I like the Down South stuff. That's what I really like.
You like the Down South? I do. Oh, my.
Yeah.
How? You may not like what I have to say next.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to ask you worst MC name ever.
Oh, MC name?
There's only one right answer. Because it shows lack of creativity. It just is just a horrible name.
It has to have the word MC in it?
No, MC. Just the name of a rapper. And that's why I'm saying MC name. Rap name. Whatever you want to call it.
Worst rap name ever. I'm trying to think of what.
Might I add, he's probably one of also the worst rappers ever. In my opinion.
In your opinion, yeah.
In my opinion,
all subjective.
In my opinion, he's the only one that matters. Because I'm editing.
If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
If I want your opinion, I'll leave it in the show.
Oh, you got some bad ones out there. You got like MC Hammer.
That's not bad though. I don't mind MC Hammer. Alright, you want me to tell you?
What?
Flo Rida.
Oh, because Florida, you just split it up.
I'm from Florida. I'm going to call myself Flo Rida. That is, are you telling me?
See, I'm not a big Flo Rida fan. I was about to just say Florida. Flo Rida.
Seriously, when I saw it printed out, I was like, Florida, what the freak? No, it's Flo Rida.
Yeah, Flo Rida.
Really?
See, I don't even think. See, I wouldn't even never even have thought of that because I don't even. He's not even relevant to me. Yet.
Does he count as a rapper?
I guess technically, yeah, you know.
He's got one song that I can listen to, but it's only because I believe it's Little John is on it.
And yeah, and he's in it.
And I think he does the part that I like.
Yeah. He's got he has some stuff, but it's always with other people that make the song. Yeah, when it's just him, it's like,
sucks. He sucks. He's jacked. He's right here like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
That's another stupid ass name, 50 Cent.
Well, when you get the right chemicals.
No, but I would call 50 Cent another dumbass rap name.
Yeah, I guess they're saying he stole his name from some stick-up kid that lived out in Brooklyn or something.
Oh, 50 Cent did? Yeah, that's what they're saying. Was it say he got shot 9 times or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you like any of his music?
His earlier stuff, yeah.
See, I listened to that first one, that big single he had in the club.
Mm-hmm.
He freaking slurred every goddamn rhyme. And he was making stuff rhyme that don't rhyme. It's like, that doesn't, just because you changed it doesn't count. And Biggie would do that stuff too. Yeah. I know you love Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
But he would do stuff like that too. It's like, lyrical douches in the bushes. What the hell does that mean? Oh, I know what he means.
Yeah.
Sort of. But it really, I know what he's getting at, but it doesn't make no damn sense.
Yep.
Lyrical douches in your bushes. And I will admit,
maybe he thinks that's how you pronounce it.
But,
he is a product of, actually, did he even go to school?
I don't know, but
he is a product of the streets.
I just remember that David Chappelle skit where he was doing Little John.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'd be like the perfect, was it Queen's English? And then
yeah.
Yeah. See, they need to bring back the David Chappelle show. Would you watch it?
Would I watch it?
If it came back on?
Oh, of course.
If he did the same exact thing?
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Could you watch the old episodes and do you think they still work? Like,
so yeah, I got them all the seasons at home.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you still go back and watch them?
Once in a while, I watch them.
Because sometimes, like, I was watching, and yes, I'm a fan of Sinbad.
Yeah, I like Sinbad.
All right. Now, I'm going to let you. Did you see his last special?
No.
I'll let you borrow it. It's pretty good.
Oh, all right.
That was, but I had a couple of them. I went back and watched his older one, which happened just after Rodney King.
Yep.
And Afros and Bell Bottoms.
Yep.
That was so dated. That was hard to watch because there's some stuff that was funny, but a lot of stuff was just really, really dated.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, man, I don't know. But his new one is pretty good. And he's like, he kind of goes off on, and this is why I like him because he can improvise really well. Like, he just started having people shout out questions to him. And he would just use that and just start going off on things.
All right.
And he's like, I'm going to help you women out, man. Tell me a problem you have with your man. And they were shouting things out. And, one of them was, he doesn't pick up his shirt off the floor. She goes, it ain't your shirt. He goes, it's there because he's probably going to wear it again.
Yep.
I look over my wife, I'm like, see?
Yep.
So I'll let you borrow that. I can't remember the name of it, but he did. Oh, it's Sinbad, I Ain't Dead Yet.
I Ain't Dead Yet.
Because there's been an
internet. No, he doesn't swear, right? He still doesn't swear.
I don't think he swears at all. All right. I mean, other than maybe he might say damn or something.
Yeah.
No, he's really good.
Now, speaking of comedy, are you watching Last Comic Standing?
That's fucking mean, Joe.
What?
That's fucking mean. How the hell am I going to watch Last Comic Standing?
That's right.
That is some fucked up shit you did to me there. I was watching Last Comic Standing until I moved. Yeah. I haven't seen it in over a month.
Man, I shouldn't have been Oh, you can watch it on demand. You can go back
and watch it on demand. There was some stuff I saw in there I liked. There was one guy who made it through that I wasn't a fan of.
Well, this past week they did a show. But the 2 weeks before that, they did the top, 100 jokes of the season. Yeah. The top. So you didn't really miss anything those 2 weeks.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And I heard one of my guys made one of his jokes. The guy who does, I have a friend's roommate's Curtin Rod. They have a business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of the.
I like that. I like that kind of stuff. You know,
Curtin Rods.
I don't want to be able to guess the punchline of the joke before you say it. Yeah. That's something that annoys me when someone, like, right there, that guy was saying, talk about my school, and Marley, it wasn't his. you could see that coming by. You know what the punchline was going to be on that. I mean, it would have been nice if he flipped it and said something completely different.
My favorite one is Rodman. The one that he like tells stories.
Okay.
Yep. He's my favorite. That's the way he talks. And then there's one lady left right now. What's her name? Nikki Carr. Fat black lady with the short hair, like little box or whatever. She's pretty funny.
Do you think, in general, women comedians? What do you think? Funny, not funny?
Yeah, they're funny. Right. Anybody can be funny. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or not.
Well, I'm just asking. Because some people don't think. I'm not like that. Yep. You know me. I got Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, just when you put, when you played that time after poker. I ended up staying another hour just to watch that.
Of course, she's not everybody's cup of
tea, apparently.
If you have delicate sensibilities, although it was funny because I brought my wife to see her, and she thought she was funny.
Oh, yeah?
I thought we were going to be in trouble for a minute. Yeah.
She's like, she says what I'm thinking.
we were having a surprise birthday party last night, and she does this all the time to me. She'll sit there and she'll look around and she'll go, I'm the only Asian here.
Yeah. I do that all the time when I go to parties. When I was going with Aaron, I look around and I go, like the line from 48 Hours.
Yeah.
Not a popular place with the brothers. When he walked into that country bar or whatever.
Yeah. it's like that. I just look around and like, sometimes I go, there's one over there. I've been to places where I'm the only person of an Italian persuasion.
Yeah.
Because as I point out to my Italian brother and sisters, Italians ain't white.
Nope. Yep.
Just because we're a little pale don't mean we're trust me. We don't think like anybody else.
Yeah, I know.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm just curious. Are you trying to say something?
No, I'm not. No.
I don't think I ever dug a hole before.
Do you like white pizza?
White pizza is not pizza. It's flatbread. For it to be a pizza, needs sauce.
So that means no.
You're going to serve me a fucking pizza without tomato sauce on it. I'm going to look at you and be like, what's this?
Yeah.
This is flatbread. Don't call it pizza.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thin crust or thick crust?
Depends.
On your mood?
Depends on where I'm getting it from. Most of the time, I like thin crust.
Yeah.
There's been only one thick crust I ever liked. And I don't know what your definition of thick crust is, so... You talking like an inch thick?
Yeah, nice and like thick.
Yeah. I've only liked one place, and that place went out of business.
Where was it?
Springfield over East Springfield. It used to be called Ernie's. It's now a Subway. As a kid, my dad used to love that pizza.
Yep.
I never had it, but we always would get like your standard thin crust. My dad would put his own pizza for himself. And he looked at it, and it was thick crust, and the sauce, it had a ton of sauce on there. And it had like, instead of having, you know how if you order sausage back, they would be like, it looked like little pieces of hamburger.
Yep.
It was actually, they sliced
it. Oh, they sliced it. All right. Yep.
It was like, you know, very, you know, as a kid, you don't realize, but it was like very well made and all that.
Yep.
And I just like, oh, I'm not going to eat that.
Yep.
Because it looks like bread with sauce on it.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to eat that. And then I tried a piece. I was like, it's the best thing ever.
See, I could have been having this for years.
I feel like that about a lot of things. I wouldn't have had. But you ain't gonna get me to. You ain't gonna get me eat sushi. No way, no how.
Never.
Never ever.
What if instead of a seaweed wrap, you had bacon?
Okay. you're starting to get it because technically, what makes it sushi is the rice.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could eat the rice.
See, what a lot of people is the seaweed they can't deal with.
No, I don't like seaweed either.
Yeah.
That's the thing is I had seaweed once as a kid. Like in grammar school, they were like trying to. Do some cultural awareness thing.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to give like an 8-year-old kid. You're going to give
like seaweed. Yeah, I know.
I don't know what sardines have to do with Japanese people other than the fact that it's technically a raw fish.
Yeah.
It's like they brought in seaweed, sardines, and like freaking nasty ass tea.
Yep.
They're like, oh, here, this is Japanese. Try that. I'm like, no. For real. But yeah, this was the. I just remember the project we had to do. We had to do, they wanted us to make kimono, so we had to go and get a pillowcase and cut a hole in it and draw in there.
Yeah.
How am I going to ask my mom?
Yeah, I know.
Cut a hole in a pillowcase. You know what it ended up with me? Because I had to go to my grandma. She gave me one that was like had stripes on it. So my kimono has these green and yellow stripes on it. I was like, whatever. Yeah, but seriously, how are you going to ask a parent?
I know.
Here, cut a hole in a pillowcase. Be like, hell no.
You know how much that costs?
That'd be the pillow I'd be sleeping with for the next 8 years.
Yo.
Well, you wanted a kimono. There you go.
Oh, man.
Man, so we're all set for the tournament?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, talked to Sean, yeah. Okay. And he said he's down.
That's going to...
Oh, what's the time, anyway? Because he lives in Agawam now, so he's on the vegan.
Yeah, I'll find out from Jack. I think it's... I want to say be there for, like, round 8 or whatever. It probably goes off at 9. All
right.
I was going to say, now that Sean's playing, that's going to double the people of color in the tournament.
That's going to double... Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Actually, it's 1.5.
Oh, well. I'm rounding up.
Man, so yeah, if the revolution starts, he can take 1 half. He can take the back 9.
Careful, because DM's going to the... No, I said, do you realize that, though, us Italians, Americans, we look at either you're Italian or you're not?
Yeah.
we only view the world like that. Because, see, technically I'm mixed because I'm a part Italian and part not Italian.
Part not Italian.
See, that's how we look at it. Yeah. There's Italians and then there's everyone else.
Oh, man.
Because we ride around with the flags on our car.
Yeah.
I wonder, that's one thing I want to ask those guys in Tennessee. First off, if they got any Italians down there.
Oh, they got to have some down there.
The reason why I question this, I was listening to their podcast last week.
Yeah.
And they're talking about where they like to get their favorite place to get pizza from was. They're talking about the names I heard were Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Here's the problem I have. There ain't no local Italian pizza place there. Because I'm going to tell you what. The last places I would get pizza from are Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Papa John's here. There's so so that's what I'm wondering. Like,
that's if you want like something quick and cheap, you know.
Still. I mean, ain't there any...
Domino's is just gross, man.
What do you think, Joe? We're done?
Yeah,
for
I gotta
day?
Wrap it up. We got stuff to do.
Yeah, you gotta go work out.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm gonna work out, but I'm not. I'm probably gonna... I gotta wait for the cable guy. He should be here in about a half an hour.
Half hour, all right.
Next week, though, before I forget, I am caught up on Game of Thrones.
Oh, all right.
Watch it on a tablet. Maybe we can do some Game of Thrones talk next week.
We can do it next week.
Oh, that's right, golf tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I can't do 2 weeks because I gotta
3 weeks.
Oh, either we'll have to do a Sunday. Either or.
Oh, Sunday's a tough one.
Because Saturday, Shannon's got paintball.
Oh, yeah?
You ever done paintball?
No.
I want to do paintball.
Yeah, I would like to do it.
That would be the only way you can get me in the woods running around.
Yep.
Because I ain't hiking. I could do paintball, though. I could run around with a gun and shoot people in the woods.
Yeah, because it's only for, like, what, 2 hours?
That and you're shooting people.
Yep. Makes the time go by.
Although it would suck if you get shot like right off the bat and you have to go, you're out. I'd be one of those dicks that'd be like, no, you didn't. It's across your chest. Yeah. Friendly fire don't count.
Yep. Oh. I think they end pretty quick, though, and then you just keep going.
Yeah, maybe we should do an official Pod Smack paintball.
Yeah, we should try and set something up.
Yeah. I'm going to get all the cops on my team, though. I don't care if you're friends with Jay's on my team.
They end up shooting each other.
Could you imagine playing with like some guy who was like a SWAT guy or something?
Yeah, I know. Army Ranger sniper.
Oh, even if he was on my team, I'd probably have to shoot him first. To get him out, because I'd probably get annoyed in like 30 seconds. You go there. I'd be like, all right, let's go. I just want to run around and have fun.
Yep.
So, all right, sign us out, Joe.
Joe.
Okay, we're back again real quick because Joe reminded me that we forgot to discuss our ticket contest, and I was going to bring that up. This point, we still only have 4 entries. Never thought it was this hard to give away some movie tickets, so what we're going to do is this. You got until basically our next recording, which we're not sure when that's going to be now. I was going to say probably... I was going to give them the end of the month anyways. What the hell is that? Got some back feet on this. I'll see if I can edit that out. Anyways, we got till the end of the month. I was thinking in our first podcast in August, we would do a drawing. And to make things easier, the answer to the question, what is the name of the dance that Ed Lover does? Is the Ed Lover dance? So email me or email the podcast, subject Ed Lover dance, and we will enter you. I can't make it any more easier, people. So,
all right, I guess that's it.
Yeah, we out now.
Go North.
Thank you.